I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
That was Scary Squad kind of deep today. I like it.
Man, I'm hella tan. Do you understand me?
You are tan.
Bruh, it's bad.
Like it bad is tan? Oh, yeah. What happened to the neck, the shoulder stuff?
Oh, it's all fucked up. Like, the shoulder is, like, black. Like, not even kidding. Like, you see, how this is like black, like a different color black, like
looks better than it did before. Nice. It looked dangerous before.
I don't know what's happening. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know who told us as kids that we black people like were good in the sun, like we didn't need sunscreen or anything. I thought it was just like, huh, hi white people, you guys have to lather up and we're immune.
And then I got my
first sunburn. I was looking at the sky like, what going on?
Man, it's all bad out here, man. All bad. But we here. We back in the studio, man. We got another great episode for y'all, man. We about to get it going. I see y'all already put some suggestions in.
Hey.
I saw scatting.
When was the last time we were in the studio? It's been 3 weeks this time? That's probably the longest.
Yeah, because you did last week.
Mm-hmm.
I did the week before that with Dariani.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like the week before that, yeah, we were together. So 3 weeks. Yeah.
Dariani was not a fan of the mic.
She was avoiding that mic at all costs. And I kept
telling her. I was like, you've done this before.
Right. She was like, I want to redeem myself. I was like, ain't no redemption.
Speaking to the mic, Dariani, what's going on?
Moving it around. She was just like, yeah.
Professional host out here.
She's used to working with lives, obviously. Mm. She's just a live person because she was just like, nah.
Another thing.
Scatting, barbershop, quartet, snaps and claps. All right. I don't even know what that is. Oh, that's actually pretty.
What?
Snaps and claps. No music.
No, you can't do the chest thing. You got to. Ain't no. Hats and snares, which okay. It's going to be tough to find the one.
All right. I mean,
but we can do it. Yeah, some schoolyard play.
We've never done that one before. Snaps and claps.
Snaps and claps. Who is that? We're getting creative now.
Snaps and claps was Robia.
Robia. Is that how you say it?
Robia?
Robe.
Robe.
Robia. I think it's Robia. Robia. Robia and Juliet.
She said she couldn't hear it. You'll hear it on the real thing, but we'll try to. We'll do the snaps and the claps so that way you'll hear it, but you'll definitely hear it in the microphone too. Snaps and the claps.
Oh, I think they said you can't hear. You couldn't hear. She was talking about Dariani still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We definitely couldn't hear her.
Oh, but that is true, though. We're going to have to kind of be in the mic.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mic can pick that up. I just want to make sure they got it on there. So, somebody said Hamilton-esque. Yeah, that would be great, but we ain't got the time to write that out. Like, they. Hamilton low-key had some bars. They was going in. I watched the whole thing. You didn't like it?
I wasn't a fan.
Did you even watch it?
I saw clips. I saw that them
didn't even
performing.
Watch it.
Well, didn't they do something on like SNL or something? They did something mainstream before it became a full play, and I was just like this guy with the powdered wig is. I don't really like musicals though.
I'm not
like
a fan of them either.
I don't like breaking the storyline to like dance and stuff. It just I laugh.
I just want you to talk. Like, I think what happened is because I used to like. Don't get me wrong. A lot of Disney movies are musicals.
Yeah, right.
But then I took a long break from Disney movies, and then when I tried to get into real musicals, it just was nothing.
It's also different when they're animations, though.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because it's way easy for me to believe that Goofy's dog son breaks out into song because it's like they're all dogs.
Yeah.
it's all ridiculous. Yeah. Aladdin singing on a flying carpet is like, you know, but your boy in New York in like the roughest part of New York and what's that in the Heights and he like comes outside and starts singing and stuff. It's like you'd get killed.
Yeah,
you would be beat up.
Not a huge fan of him. I didn't even realize that the guy that created it, I forget his name, he was on House for like half a season.
The creator of In the Heights?
No, the creator of Hamilton and In the Heights. He's the same guy.
Oh, the medical show? He was on House?
Yeah, he was on House for like half a season, I want to say.
As an actor?
As an actor.
And when he created Hamilton, was he also in it or is he like a producer role?
He was in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in it. He's one of the main
characters. I mean, Bank. Yeah. Regardless of how I feel about it, that show is killing
money.
It.
Stupid money.
I didn't know there was so much money in the musical business.
What? The tickets was like $300 to $400 for like in
that's
the rap.
Right.
Like,
that's
super expensive.
It's like cruise ship prices.
Oh. And if you're trying to see it on Broadway, oh man, save up for 2 years and go see it.
That's crazy. Didn't a black woman make The Lion King? Was that a black woman?
I thought they stole it from a black woman or something. Oh, it was The Matrix. I know they definitely said.
From a black woman?
Yeah.
The Matrix?
Mm-hmm. Damn. And like Super Soakers was, you know, stolen from a black guy.
I believe that. I don't know why. That was more believable. The Lion King. Ba 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 ba. Musical. Damn, that was.
Lin-Manuel. Been a minute ago. There it is. That's his name.
Who made this shit, though? And won a Tony. Nice.
What?
All right, I'm not.
Not finding it?
No, I'm not finding it.
let's get the intro going and then we'll figure out the rest of it.
All right, yes, I'm not finding it.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Keenan, this is the beginning, but you can keep all the other stuff in. It was essential.
Yeah, wherever you want to start.
Yeah.
Very loosey-goosey.
So we've already decided we're going to go with snaps and claps
kinda
for
scared.
The theme song. Do you want to do the snaps and claps or you want to rap?
Hang on.
What's that?
Someone just put in the chat that Goofy and his son are actually cows. I don't think that's true, right?
No, Goofy's a dog.
They're dogs, right?
Yeah,
okay,
a dog.
That's what I was about to say. Because his neighbor that he beefs with is actually Pete the cat. And that when I realized that, I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right.
Oh, Pete was a cat?
Yeah, right? That makes sense, though, right? Because he had the little ears. Okay, my bad. Snaps and claps.
I thought it was a pit. A fat pit. Because they got the little short ears. Like
some dogs do have ears like that, mm-hmm. low key. And yeah, his son did look more like a little dog than mm-hmm. Than a cat. So I don't know. Maybe them fan theories are just all over the place.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. All right, so snaps and claps.
All right. Which one do you want to go with?
I'm kind of terrified of the beat. I don't know what we want. I mean, unless you want to switch off.
We can do that.
And then
I'll start the beat, and then you start, and then you'll take it from there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's steady. You ready? Clap, 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 clap. Pull out the blicky, and I go snap, snap. Damn internet, why you like that? I open up the laptop. In the whip, getting top. Hold up. Look at my crop, dreads, all in your head. Look at the dairy, internet is scary. Hey, look at the dairy.
Yeah,
look at the
now
dairy.
Look at the dairy, the internet is scary. I'm on the phone with my girl, her name is Mary. She got a brother and his name's kinda hairy. I say kinda because I'm not sure that he's alive. I haven't seen him in 3 to 5 years and that's weird. But anyway,
deep.
Every day we hear, see it's clear. Damn, internet, you're scary. Did I say it? Of course I did, because you hear it.
That's what everybody listening is like. I'm going to cut this off today.
Actually, Kenny, you can start the episode right here. Just start the episode right here. I don't know what the fuck we were thinking.
Clap, snap. I mean, your girl Robia set us up for failure. I'm not even gonna lie. There's no way we could have made that hard, but we did it.
Yeah, we did. I started to switch it up. It was like, But I was like, it's too much. Yes.
Don't let us start doing the podcast live. We will see real-time reactions.
I really want to do this so live. I want to do this live so bad, but we would have to, like, we would have to do it in cities where it's close and we could drive first until the tour is over because it's so extensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to, like, I want to start, like, we could do San Diego. We just do the East Coast. I mean, West Coast.
I think the Scary Squad would vibe with these impromptu songs.
Hell yeah. No, we got like, if we did a live, we got to bring people on stage to be a part of it. So everybody has, like, somebody ad-lib, somebody doing the beat, somebody, you know, all of that. We got to do the whole thing.
That's
I think
lit.
It'll be dope as fuck, though.
That's lit. Well, coming soon to a city near you.
Yeah, we've been saying it for a while, but we didn't expect a whole year of, like, well, 14 months of nothingness. That really changes the time frame for everything. It's like, shit.
Nothingness. This is true. This is true.
That shit was the blip in real life. We got hit with the real Marvel movie.
Oh, I know, right? Niggas
really
got snapped away.
Out here for everybody.
And then just, like, niggas saw each other again, like, you've been gone for 5 years. And I was like, no, I thought it was a year.
Yeah.
I thought 2020 was just a year. The amount I'm prepared for it. Like, the amount of movies about 2020 that are about to come out, probably starting next year,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna be extensive. Like, how we get, like, sick of slave movies and disaster movies.
It's coming.
2020. I'm surprised there isn't more.
They're gonna do it as a disease. They're gonna do it as aliens. They're gonna do it as just, like, some mystery
sci-fi.
Yeah, all of that. All of that. I'm ready for all of it.
And definitely the medical. Like, oh my god, yeah. There's gonna be the, like, we were just talking about House and ER. Like, there's gonna be a bunch of, like, medical hospital shows around COVID.
I remember when it first kicked off and we were really, really in the house and we were watching. What's the movie with Mark Wahlberg and is it Matt Damon? Yeah, Matt Damon and Lawrence Fishburne, and he's like the head of the CDC. It's not called Pandemic, is it?
It's about this one?
Nah, but it was about a disease that started spreading. It started in, like, Wuhan. It was like China too.
Like a predicted movie. Like a
yeah,
movie
it was
that's
almost like that.
Yeah, I don't like yeah. this.
It was crazy because like it came out before everything. Mark Wahlberg. I have the most difficult time saying Mark Wahlberg.
Almost gave Tony a heart attack. He always tells that story.
Mark Wahlberg and Optimus Prime. I don't know, you know what I say. I was so excited. I just wanted to get my point in. They was like, no. No.
Oh my God.
Contagion. It was Contagion, yes. Yes, Matt Damon was in that, and Lawrence Fishburne was in that.
Was it close? Was it like the movie was close to COVID?
Yeah, I don't want to give it away for those that haven't seen it, but it all started with, like, one thing, and it was like,
oh. So why is everybody blaming China? Why does everybody just assume that there's going to be everything coming out of China?
I don't know. The Simpsons did that shit, like, 20 years ago.
That's right.
And then the movie did it, like, years before 2020 happened.
That's the crazy thing about art. Like, I don't necessarily think these guys are witches and they sit down and they're like, let me look into the future and then, you know, write an episode about it. I think that just for some reason when people do art, they just tap into something else. Like, they're probably just as surprised that everything that came true that, as we are.
They're watching the news like, yo, we wrote a movie
we
about
did this. We did this. That was season 28 or whatever.
Contagion came out in 2011, bro. 2011. That's crazy. And it was, like, damn near spot on.
I don't like that, but.
Yeah. Man, nobody does, man.
I mean, that's...
Gwyneth Paltrow was in it.
I'm just here for the ride at this point.
I mean, what else can you do? Shit.
I'm just here for this ride. But I was actually... my first story was going to be about Zayla Avant-Garde winning the spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do you want to... before we get into that spelling bee, do you want to give any announcements? On the To Hear More front, you got anything new coming up?
Well, I mean, some of them already saw it, but yes, mm-hmm. We shot the pilot episode for Spelling Is Hard. We shot it with Patrick Cloud. It only makes sense to do it with him. We have a couple things to jazz up. I'm actually having a meeting about that later on today, but
sweet.
Thus far, it looks like it's going to be a great show, guys. So
very
shout out to
fun.
Everybody that tuned in, the people that are part of both Mob and the Scary Squad, but yeah, it's ridiculous.
Very fun.
I'm going to fail miserably.
It's a very fun show.
It's an element of the game that's just like you don't even know if you're saying the right word, and then mm-hmm. somebody can steal it. It's a lot of moving parts, but once it gets going, oh man.
The reason I feel like it's going to end up more fun than wording is hard, because if you don't know what something means, mm-hmm. it like the definition of it is just like, I don't know. But everybody can look at a word and try to spell it.
Yes.
So the disasters are so much worse.
Oh, man. I was crashing and burning. Every time I took flight,
No, it's super, super dope.
I was wild and coyote out here. Everything I bought from Acme blew me up.
Great words that were chosen, too, especially for the first one. Like, meringue beat my ass.
Acquiesce.
Beat my ass. Like, I jumped still, me with one person.
Man, listen. It is going to be a trip. I got to start making shows that make me look good in a certain light, because Jesus Christ.
The last two were rough on the rep. Not even going to hold you. But, yeah, I mean, aside from the new show of about the Tahir Spelling Bee, he's like on some Akilah type stuff. I'm sure everybody here has heard of this young lady, Zayla Avant-Garde. She is the first Black American to ever win the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's viral footage of her winning not only winning the championship, but she's good at so many things.
I don't know how she hadn't blown up before.
Have you seen her basketball stuff?
I just screen recorded a video where she's doing all of these different things with the basketball, with dribbling, like
juggling.
Multiple. Yo,
and she's so good, it's almost comical, because you're just like, I don't even see how this would help in a real game. You're just stunting right there.
There are very few videos that actually get better as it continues, like on the internet. Like most of
facts.
Them, they heavy load the entertaining the part seconds. on the front side. This video was like, what? How? Why would you even know how to do that? Why does your body move? I don't understand it.
Like literally juggling one hand of like regular size balls, and then the other hand is like dribbling and juggling a basketball. It's just, this woman is about to be a superhero.
I don't have hand-eye coordination that is that good. Like, which is why I don't play a lot of shooter games. I can do some fighting games, but shooter games, no. This little girl would destroy everybody.
And the fact that her being extremely smart and doing spelling bee is like her side thing. She's like, I really like this. And it's just like, hang on. First of all, you just broke a record on the side. You broke a record of spelling on just casually on the side, but WNBA bound for sure.
Oh, easy.
For sure. So it's cool to see, like, okay, this young lady is probably going to be famous for the rest of her life. Because, you know, the spelling bee thing, I don't know too many famous spelling bee people.
Yeah.
So that could have just been like a huge record and come and go. I think she's here to stay.
But that's the thing. Like it's like with Serena and Venus. Like, you didn't see an upswing of interest in tennis in the Black community until Venus and Serena were
same with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, same with Tiger with golf. So now that she's in that world, people are like, oh, I'm pretty good at spelling.
Mm-hmm.
And now other people get the confidence and want to do it as well. And now we might see an upswing.
Don't let Black people
invade
the spelling bees. I don't know how you can spell something with a trick, but somebody will figure it out. There's going to be spelling tricks. It's like going to add a silent letter and then bring it back, cross people over. Somebody's going to fall on stage for some reason. It's going to get hot. It's going to be dope.
Doing the spelling bee in like shades the whole time, just like, can you use it in a sentence? Like, just real cool. Like,
you ain't never seen that before, ever.
Oh, man.
Never seen that before.
You're going to be swagged out, baby.
Zucchini. Z-U-C-C. Oh, shit. There's an H in there somewhere. Yeah, add that to the show. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, dude.
Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I. Zucchini. Okay. Damn, that was a roughie. That was a roughie. I couldn't make it through the example.
Oh, man.
Spelling is hard, guys. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Man.
Zucchini.
There's a special person that can really do what she does, man. I'm not that person. And I don't even feel bad about saying it. I'm mature enough.
Big shout out to young Zayla. I love it. I love it. Not a fan of what's going on in the Olympics, though. I don't know if we've really talked about it.
We haven't.
Between Simone Biles and Sakari Richardson.
Mm. I mean, but even before all of that happened, they had already started, like, saw that they were personally, it felt a personal attack against Black people. It was like, you can't wear any BLM attire.
Why?
They weren't giving. They said that people with natural hair, they couldn't wear swimming caps during the swimming events. Now, who else could they be talking about? Is that that shouldn't affect the natural ability of their skill?
Here's my problem. They're trying so hard to keep black people out of them golds. And here's why I'm upset. I mean, everybody's upset, but here's why I'm upset. Simone Biles is now at this level doing tricks that is literally they're advising other gymnasts to not do because of how dangerous it is.
That's like, just like the figure skater.
Who's that? Black figure skater?
Yeah, remember the black figure skater?
This happened already?
That hit this flip. I don't know if it was a front flip or something, but they ruled it so dangerous that they outlawed it. Because
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
So they outlawed it, didn't let her do it either?
Yeah. I think they would try to disqualify her if she did it.
So basically, you mean to tell me that the Olympics, which is basically showing how far the human being can go, discipline-wise and skill-wise, this is basically what shows the champions of us because it's literally all stuff that we can't do. We can't do what Michael Phelps do. We can't run as fast as Usain Bolt. So you're saying that someone who took those risks in practice and could have killed herself before even getting the glory mastered it, and now you either outlaw it or what happened with Simone Biles, which they lowered the score because of how much better she was than the competition. So it's just like this is a whole thing that's set up for people to take that risk to be better. So it's just like this is where you choose to nerf it. I just know that because, and it's like it goes deeper than that because I know even like video game competitions, video game in gaming, it's primarily Asian and white. Mm-hmm. Recently, a lot of black people have been like winning competitions, specifically in fighting games. And it's crazy because there's a gay black man, Sonic Fox, I think is his name. And he's starting to kill it in Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. Tell me why. I heard from someone who like develops games on the inside of that business. Like these developers in Asia are nerfing only, and like when I say nerfing, I mean like toning down the characters and how good they are of the characters that are only being played by the black people that are winning in these competitions. So like, let's say this guy's only using Sub-Zero and another black character, a black gamer is winning only using like Sonya Blade. In the updates, those characters would be like lessened. So it is that specific. So it's like it's like a bunch of other stuff that led up to this that I'm just like, yo, I can't even like support this at one point because Shikari, yeah, she smoked and it's like we understand why she did it, but they're also standing on some pretty solid evidence as to why they're kicking her out, which I don't agree with, but they have it. The Simone Biles, the girl in the ice skating, the gaming stuff, that's just stuff that's just literally outright and like.
In your
blatant.
Face. Yes. Yeah. Her name is Surya Bonnelly.
Surya Bonnelly?
Bonnelly.
Is that African?
French. She's French. Okay. French. But this is back like in the 80s, like when she did that joint. That's 1991, crazy. I'm sorry. I think it's when she did it. But yeah, she did it twice and they came for her and changed the sport. They don't like when we change the sport, obviously, because you're too good.
What do you mean?
How dare you come in here with all of that skill? Who do you think you are?
That's literally like if Steph Curry, at some point, they were just like, all right, no more threes from way far back because it's not fair. No one else can do it.
No one else can do it.
And it's just like, okay, if it's too dangerous for these other little athletes to do it, tell them not to do it. Mm-hmm. How are you going to restrict what they practice because it's too dangerous when it's been done before? If anything, this should be like inspiring, like
and praised,
right? But you know,
and praised.
A lot of people could die doing what Simone's doing. Like Simone is an exception, so I understand why other people shouldn't try it. Mm-hmm. But the inspiration is still there. You can't cut that out.
My thing is like this is what the Olympics is for: the best of the best, the cream of the crop, right? So everybody's not supposed to be able to do it. I can't dunk. Same. I'm sharp. I will never be in the NBA.
Same.
There are people that can dunk from the free throw line.
Right.
Why would you tell them not to do it just because somebody else can't do it? You want the best.
And
the
it's
best.
Exciting. Why would we would watch way more if Simone Biles was doing stuff that no one else could do. Why would we just want a close competition? That's why Usain Bolt was, he was smoking everybody. If it was barely, he'd be popular, but he wouldn't be as popular.
Yeah.
So it's just like, y'all can't pick and choose who y'all decide to like scale down. Like, that's so unfair to how much work she put in to be that good. It's just like, I can't do it. I almost killed myself in practice 30 times. That's wild.
To perfect this. And now you're telling me I can't do it because no one else can do it.
Well, shout out to Simone Biles for being a literal superhuman athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Because they changed the sport because you were too good. That's the, that is the definition of superhuman.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy as hell to me.
I don't like it.
Yeah, but
I don't like it. Gets me flustered.
It, that's if it happens, because the rate of the cases of COVID has been going up over there, and they're thinking about, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know what they're going to do if they, if it continues to rise at this rate.
I hope they cancel it.
I mean, I ain't going to have no objections. If y'all are picking on all these black athletes, and now y'all cancel can't even it. Have the Olympics.
Cancel it.
I ain't saying I'm happy about it. I ain't mad about it.
But at the end of the day, like, when I start to feel bad about it, there's probably a lot of athletes that are, like, looking forward to it, that mm-hmm. really worked hard. But they probably looked at the Sha'Carri thing and the Simone Biles thing and was just like, ah, well, that sucks. So I feel like I can absolutely say the same thing if the entire thing was canceled. That sucks. That sucks that, you know, that happens to certain people, you know? So
Sherry Bourne said they're under a state of emergency in Japan right now. So,
and it's like, you know, I don't think it's Japan's fault. I think the Olympic Committee did this. So I don't want any, I don't like the fact that people are getting COVID and dying in Japan. Absolutely.
No. We're not highlighting that point at all. We're highlighting the point that, that the game should be canceled if y'all not going to treat everybody fairly. That's us. We're highlighting. We never would highlight that point. And I do feel a certain way about the gymnasts that are conscious and they aren't racist and they don't support all of these limitations being put on the black athletes who actually worked hard and won't get a chance or potentially won't get a chance to show what they've been working on for the last 4 years. So I definitely feel some type of way about that for them. But it's just like, bro, just let them, this, you want the best athletes. Why are you doing this?
And the fact that weed isn't even something that can enhance her, like, if you want to slap her on the wrist, like, nah, you shouldn't be smoking weed, you're an athlete, do that. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me that weed is a performance enhancing drug. Like,
oh, it's not.
That makes no sense. She's smoking all these people and she smokes weed.
I can't jack off if I try to hit the blunt. The performance is not enhanced, it is definitely decreased.
That's so unfair because who wouldn't want to watch Sha'Carri win that? So it's like, you guys are sacrificing views for deep-seated racism. So it's just like, I mean, if it gets canceled, it gets canceled.
Mm-hmm. Brought it on yourself, man.
But I do like how, like, a lot of, like, other athletes that are in the Olympics, they don't care about the race side of it. Like, they respect each other, especially on the highest levels, because they know the work that it goes into being that good. Like, one of my favorite viral clips right now is a commercial for the Wimbledon, and it's a tennis player who's he's a white man, and the reporter tried to play the Williams sisters. She basically was talking about somebody saying, he was like, all right, so this person is the first U.S. Athlete to ever make it into this thing. And he stopped and he was like, first male athlete. And the guy was like, what? He's like, you mean the first male athlete, right? The reporter was like, oh, yeah, for sure. By a long shot. Like, the other dude, like, Serena and them, they weren't even there. Yeah. But he was like, wait.
Right.
The first male athlete. Don't disrespect Serena out here, because it's like, that respect is shown, especially in the game. Maybe not in the media, maybe not on, like, the other surrounding things, but in the game, they know what it takes to be that great. So, shout out to that. I like that.
That's super
a whole dope. Lot.
Super dope.
All right, that was a very uplifting intro.
Yeah, man, we out here, shit, fighting for the people.
I likes that. We're already talking about racism. Let's talk about this cop that was knocked out over a racist rant. outside of a wedding reception. It's gone dark.
It's gone dark.
I feel like you're doing it a lot more often now.
Yeah, I know. It seems like the time in between is shrinking. But yeah, this is a quick story just to, you know, make you smile. There was a Tennessee police officer. He was making racist remarks outside of a wedding last month, and some black dude came through, and I guess he said, the racist cop said, I don't think they let black people in, blah, 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 blah. Just being very 1800s-y, you know? And the guy asked him multiple times to stop being racist, and he kept doing it. And the dude told responding officers, he said, I hit him in the face one time, which knocked him out unconscious. And in the official report, it says that, this is my favorite part, when the police came, he was still out cold. They said the incident occurred just before 9 p.m., and when they got there, Holt was still out cold. You know how crazy that is to get knocked out and still be out when the police get there?
I don't know if that's a testament of how weak his jaw was or a testament of how hard old boy hit him.
I mean, I love a good story like that when a racist gets just lights out. Love a good story like that.
Listen, man, you brought it on yourself. Now, If it is a case of how hard it hit, you're going to have that on your skin, on your face for a while. You got to walk around with that, and people going to be like, hey, are you that cop that got knocked out? Because there's no nice way to ask, did you get knocked out? It was just,
nope.
Are you the cop that got knocked out? I was like, yeah, man.
That was me.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now you got a blemish, as they say. And the crazy thing is, you know, whether you're trying to take control of your acne or acne is no longer a problem, you know, you still want to stay on top of your skincare. Fine lines and dark spots, occasional breakouts or clogged pores, it doesn't matter. Curology will customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. Now,
yes,
it ain't gonna do nothing for him, right? But it can definitely help you.
Somebody.
I know I have the nighttime cream, I have the face wash, and I also have the moisturizer that I use after I use the face wash. And I have to say, I thought I already had really good skin before, but since I started using Curology, because we typically get like a 1 month free trial, I have not stopped it.
Same, they just keep sending it to me.
Yeah, I'm going until, I already put my card information, go ahead and do it. I'm going into my third or fourth month, and I absolutely love it.
It's
I am not going to stop
actually
using.
Amazing.
It's
yeah.
amazing. My skin feels great. It looks great. People always compliment me, and I feel good about it. I got to be honest, ladies, this self-care, you guys were holding that back.
You guys were right this whole time.
The whole time. You
this
should have
whole
been told
time.
Us, okay? It's you have so many options when it comes to this. You can tell them about any concerns that you have. You know, I'm a sweater or my face is typically greasy. They have you fill out everything in this questionnaire. You get to explain exactly your face type to get the treatment plan going. You just fill out that questionnaire online. And then you take a couple selfies, you send it in to them. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin. And if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne. That's if you have the whole acne thing, or the fine lines or the dark spots and more. I am very adamant about making sure I pack my Curology when I'm going on the road. So I have one in the shower, and I also have one in my toiletry bag when I go on the road. Absolutely love it. I'm a big fan of it now. And fellas, I'm telling you, this is not just for the ladies. Fellas, get in on this, all right? You get to take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts whenever or whatever your unique concern may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/DIYS for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/DIYS to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details. All right?
I like that skincare is becoming like cool for men again.
Yeah, man.
You know, because it was always just like, man, just wash your face or whatever. Or it was either that or like the super medicinal 12-step things that came out. You remember that? Like 10,
yes,
15 years ago,
that.
It'd be like, buy, you know, sign up for now. We'll send you 12 vials that you have to use every single day. And it's just like, all right,
that's
relax.
Also, I have to let you guys know that this content is sponsored by Curology. That was part of the read. They was like, make sure you say this for legal purposes.
Curology.
So legal
sponsored.
Purposes attended to.
Curology.
Yeah, but when it's like 6, 7 steps, you got to do the pre-wash and then the
what was all that stuff?
Put on the dots and lay that on and then wash your face and then put on the moisturizer. What was all that? It's too much. You're dealing with teenagers. So who's going to do that? My daughter forgets to eat. That's one thing.
She forgets?
She forgets to eat. She'll look up like, oh, I'm starving. Like, did you eat? Like,
oh, no. That's why.
But you saw us in here cooking. Yeah, I was planning on doing it, but I forgot. You think she's going to follow an 8-step treatment for us? No. Cut it out. Get it out of here. Sick of it.
Well, shout out to Curology, because I like it.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all something. So my daughter sent me this TikTok video of this guy who, I'm not even going to say his name, because it infuriates me. She sent me this video of him talking about the best way to wake up a kid, because when you wake them up, you know, screaming, wake up, get up, and knock on their door hard, it puts them into fight or flight mode, and then that sets the tone for their day, and they're always on edge and stuff like that. And she sends this to me after I wake up, knock on her door, it's like, hey, your dog's up. He's been walking back and forth. He's ready to go outside, right? So she takes him out, and then she sends me this video. Right?
What was his suggestion on how to do it?
His suggestion, thank you for asking, was, he's like, there are more than a lot of ways to wake your child up in a normal, compassionate, and calm way. He suggested every morning we go in there, open the door quietly, and sit gently on their bed and rub their back and say, hey, it's time to get up.
That already sounds like something you don't got time for.
First of all.
That was the whole thing? Just the rub?
He doesn't have kids.
Shut the whole hell up.
This guy doesn't have kids, giving all of this advice.
Who is he? Is he like a doctor?
I will show you his page.
That's a lot.
Because he doesn't have kids. He says if you whoop your kids, you are
Jesus.
If you are brainwashed by white supremacy, if you whoop your kids. Everything that he said, I just was like, I understand, like, let's say a scientist, right? A scientist can study cancer and not have cancer, and they can give you a lot of information about it because they studied it.
If he studied, so he didn't even study behavior of kids or anything?
No, he's a licensed therapist, a family and relationship therapist, and other specialties.
Still all based on studies.
And I'm not saying that he didn't get the correct learning, but it's like, he said that you don't have to spank a child, which I agree with. He said that children can learn from just repetition. Do you know how many times I had to tell my daughter to take a shower in a week?
How many times? More than seven? More than seven?
More than you stink. You need to take a shower. I smell you. You need to take a shower. They're teenagers. It doesn't matter how much repetition you use. You're going to have to continue to do it. And they sometimes still don't do it. But he seems to think that just repetition is enough. And I just be like, bro, like when people try to give you that type of advice and they don't have the science to back it up or the experience because you're not a parent, it would be like trying to get the black experience from like Donald Trump. You don't know what it's like to go overseas and know that people are still looking at you because of the color of your skin, the texture of your hair, or how tall you are. You don't know what it's like to have a kid crying in the middle of the night and don't know what's wrong with them. You don't know what it's like to have that bond with that child. You don't know what it's like to have to discipline a child, but still have to give them that love and still have to protect and provide for them because you don't have kids. Mm-hmm. So when people do stuff like this, and the app that he's on is supported by mainly kids, and they're the ones following him and supporting his jargon.
It's very irresponsible.
And now that's sending it to me. My daughter's sending it to me based off of your video, and you don't even have kids. It just be like, whoa.
Yeah.
So we're doing a experiment this week. We said, hey, since you believe that this guy is telling you the right way to raise children and you don't appreciate and respect what we've been doing, this week you're grown. We have food in the refrigerator. You know how to cook all the food that we have for you. You will wake yourself up for school. You'll wake yourself up to take the dog out. You'll remind yourself to take a shower. You'll remind yourself to cook your food.
Mm-hmm.
If we order something, we're not ordering for you. You're an adult this week.
Yep.
You're an adult. You want to go on with this person's logic and teaching and ruling over your parents who have sacrificed so much for you to make sure you don't have to come up the way that we did. You have your own room.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have a door to knock hard on. That was her complaint. I knocked too hard on her door.
You have a door?
She has a, because I didn't have like a room of my own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was just like, you know, So the fact that she has all of these amenities that she just is so unappreciative. But it's a two-way street because a double-edged sword because you work so hard so they won't have to go through. But because they never have to go through it, they don't always appreciate how well they have it, how good they have it because they never had to go through anything less.
Right.
So she's always had her own room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but we're gonna check out this.
I feel like you brought up a very effective teaching method with everything, not just parenting, because like everybody thinks they know what's to do. Like everybody thinks they know what they're talking about. Everybody think they know what's right. Everybody think they know like better than the next person. So like even when it comes down to like corporate, like when somebody swears they know, it's almost always better to let them try it and be like, oh shit, I did need so and so, or I did blah 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 blah, because then they come to that decision themselves and it's not like one person telling the other. So that is pretty effective, and I think that. As someone who does not have kids, that is something I never do. I never try to act like I'm giving some type of advice because, like, the word, like, I studied or, like, you know, studies show, it's so vague, you know? Like, you don't necessarily really know what's best just because of some study, because studies are, like, you know, canceled out all the time by new studies. Yeah. So when I think about stuff like that, like, for instance, I was just watching a show. And this was scripted, so it's not real, but it's like, it was basically like a white family and how the parents were just addressing their adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, maybe they got to that point because of the whole, like, I don't hit my kids, blah, 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 blah. But there's a lot of like life lessons within that, because it's like, if you just walking around talking to people like any old way and so and so like that, like, I do agree, like, you don't have to whip your kids, but from the outside looking in, it seems like a good idea because there's way too many grown-ups walking around talking to people like they've never gotten their ass whipped before.
Yeah.
And even though it might be a kind of a brutal or barbaric thing, quote unquote, I feel like you got to have a little bit of fear before you just out here saying whatever, because I know that black kids, for the most part, they know not to talk to their parents a certain type of way because there are consequences. So they go out in the world and they're like, okay, I can't just be talking crazy to people. I think that's a valuable lesson because the people outside of your house are not gonna, you know, hold back on you. So I don't know. Like I said, not a parent, but I see the value in some of those things because of the transfer. And I see the people who aren't doing it and how it does not transfer to real life.
I see both sides of it, and we don't whoop our daughter anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not to say at one point we didn't discipline her or that I wasn't disciplined. And I think there's a way to discipline a child without even, you know, having to go crazy on them and stuff like that. There's multiple ways.
It's definitely too far. Yeah.
You know, it's punishment. You can do chores. You can do extra chores. You do, you know, physical labor, like having them work out and stuff like that. So there's multiple ways to do it. But it, like, just giving advice like that, spitting that rhetoric to mainly children to just get them to push back and be disrespectful to their parents is how I took that. And I was just like, bro, like, yeah. I don't like that shit. So it's like, all right, so since you think that's the proper way to do it, then you just wake yourself up.
Yeah.
Because she was going back and forth with me in the text message until Farron was like, ain't no more back and forth. You need to change your tone, and we're going to drop this, and we can talk about it later. But I was just like, because I'm trying to be more open to her opinions and her concerns, because I didn't have that option as a kid. Mm-hmm. I was one of those kids, your mama said do something, so you do something.
Yep.
Right? And Farron has been very vocal about, she never, her mom was the same way, but she didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, if a child has a question and you feel a certain way, you should be able to have a conversation with them to explain the complexities of why you're saying, if it is that, why you're saying that they shouldn't do this or why this is wrong or whatever. And I get that, because sometimes just saying no, like, a person doesn't understand it. Like, no, don't go down the street. It's like, all right, but in a pinch, you'd be like, well, this will save me 3 minutes if I go this way. But if I say, don't go down the street, they're, you know, attacking kids that, you know, fit your description, or they've been known to take girls who walk down the street by themselves, then it gives them more context, and it gives them a more clear understanding as to why you're advising me not to go this way.
So just explaining more why you're saying stuff?
Yes, not just saying because I said so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you do this because of this, and then it could have this adverse effect if you don't do this versus just don't do that. You know, I get that part
there.
So I don't know, man. Like, so when we were going back and forth in the text message, and I kind of felt like in my mind, I was like, wait, am I going back and forth with this little girl?
Yeah.
But I also was like, well, let me hear her out. But she was like kind of snarky with it. So I would send a gift to like, be like, no, gift. And then she would like retort and then send the same gift back to me. And I was like, who the fuck she thinks she texting to?
That's the most new age parenting. Who do you think you texting to?
Yo, that's hilarious. Like, yo, I was like,
that's very
like,
funny.
Look, she. So the videos that she sent was.
The fact that you guys gif each other is amazing, by the way.
Yeah, so I made this, so I was like, he has no children. Fuck him.
That's
and
funny.
And you could always set an alarm, and we wouldn't have to wake you up by activating your
You actually
fight
just
or
got
flight.
Shouted out by about your gif skills recently, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many. How y'all do that? You just have these on deck, or are you searching?
I have some on deck, and then I also, like, just have favorite ones and things like that. Then I made my own, too. So
did she copy yours and send them
yeah,
back?
She was just sending right back to me. I was like, this little heifer is playing with the right one. First of all, I'm petty. I'm super petty. You don't want to go back and forth with me like that. And then secondly, yeah, all right.
It seems like it all boils down to respect and consequences. So I guess however you as a parent can get there. Because all kids are different, right? You can't really, I feel like it seems like it's very lazy to blanket one teaching style.
It absolutely, I mean, even like what parents that have multiple kids, those kids are different. I'm sure you were way different from Ryan.
Damn, that's even deeper. That's crazy.
So, yes, we
You can't even that. Tell the parent the same thing about all of their kids.
No, you cannot, because it's every child Sheesh. Needs something different, because the same way that people in relationships have different love languages, children will have different love languages. They are going to respond differently to
it's
the ways
crazy.
Of love and affection. Some people need, my daughter's one of the ones, she needs the words of affirmation, and she needs the quality time, and she loves, like, the physical tug between her and Farron hugging and stuff like that. But she knows from me, she comes to me when she wants a new iPhone. She knows that she can get the gifts of love in the form of, she can get love in the form of a gift from me, and then also, like, music. We share, connect on that level, and then also, like, just life stories and lessons she comes to me for.
That's all very custom, yeah.
Yeah, but so she gets different things from each one of us, whereas her cousins, my nieces, are completely different from her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're way less, you know, emotionally touchy-feely and all of that. They want, you know, the money and just the experiences and things like that. So you can't even, like,
that's
it's
legit.
Just hard to, like, just put a box, put people in a box. People love to do that and just put people in a box, but everybody's different, man.
That's actually pretty legit. I've actually never, I mean, I don't be looking for it, but I've never heard anybody, because people are very quick to give parenting advice.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like that's something that's very quick. Like, oh, my kid's perfect. Here's what you're supposed to do. I've never really heard anybody be like, all right, you got to approach everything specifically and different and customized and stuff like that, because that at the end of the day ends with, like, I can't really tell you what to do. It's up to you, which I think is the best advice you can give in that situation.
In certain situations, like if I know that you're finna do something crazy that could affect not only your life but mine, or affect your freedom. Then no.
Then it ain't up to you.
Yeah, no, you're not doing that. You this is what you're going to do, kid. So
you should get a TED talk or something.
Man, that dude really, I mean, I spent the day like, how can I destroy him? I went to all his pages. I went to his LinkedIn page. I went to his website.
Damn.
I went to the school to see if he actually graduated.
Damn.
I did the research with the state, because I ain't giving him no plug. The state that he supposedly got his practicing license from. I went through literally 2 hours, because I was like, you got to know your enemy. So I spent time.
2 hours.
I spent two hours. Come on in. You just sit it right there.
How you doing?
2 hours, like, yeah, right there in the chair. Just, like, learning everything about this guy, because I'm like, I will get it. And I didn't want him or anyone else to know that I did it. So, of course, when I'm searching, I'm using ExpressVPN, right? Because ExpressVPN is the way to move on the internet without everybody being in your business, okay? It doesn't matter what you're searching. Your provider can give all of that information to anybody that wants it. They can sell it to the highest bidder, which is why I use ExpressVPN. One of the reasons why I use ExpressVPN, because I don't want people all in my business. But another great reason I use ExpressVPN is because the shows that I have access to, you would be jealous of. See, most people just use the regular internet. The regular internet is going to give you what each country has already been licensed, or Netflix has licensing to for that content. But I set my ExpressVPN to, let's say, the UK. And now I get all the shows that are on Netflix that are showing in the UK. Or I can do Germany. Or I could do China. And it is a completely different lineup of shows. And when I tell you, man, first of all, y'all gotta see, like, Japanese anime. Like, it is. It's different. It's different from what we see in the States. And, man.
It's a lot more real.
It's a lot more real. You talking
Very
about the authentic?
Real. You know Very what
I'm
real.
This is it.
Almost and surprisingly real.
Yes, and ExpressVPN is so dope because it works with more than just your phone. You can use it on your laptop. You can use it on even your smart TV and your modem. So anybody that's connected to your Wi-Fi can use ExpressVPN. And this works with all the streaming services, Hulu, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, Netflix. It is the best thing. Another great thing about ExpressVPN, because I have tried other ones once I found out about ExpressVPN. Let me try this one too. ExpressVPN doesn't have any lag. There are a lot of companies out there that, you know, highlight whatever options they have with their VPN service. But one of the main things is there's going to be a lag time when you load in and all of that. ExpressVPN, open the app, you turn on ExpressVPN, you pick what country you want to be, and you go right to it. There's no lag in it. It picks up right where you left off. And I absolutely love that about it.
Nice.
And you get to change the location. It also encrypts your data. So what I was talking about earlier in the ad read lets you surf the web safely and anonymously. So if you guys want to see everything that I just talked about, if you guys want to experience this for yourself, if you want to see what the BBC is actually playing in the UK, if you want to see actual Japanese anime, if you want to see anything other than what you're being shown just in the U.S., go to expressvpn.com/DIYS to get 3 extra months on your ExpressVPN account for free, okay? That's expressvpn.com/DIYS, and you're getting an extra 3 months of service from ExpressVPN for free. Check them out. You're going to like it. I did it because when I first got this, I was like, I don't even know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded it. I was like, oh, this is super
right?
dope.
The amount of come-ups we come from
super
sponsors.
Super dope. So, man, I'm very, very thankful for them. Big shout-out to ExpressVPN.
Shout-out to ExpressVPN.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the extent of trolling. We talk about this on this show all the time. And it's almost like I think this year we were talking about how, like, some people will have multiple pages just to jump on another page and just talk, like, talk trash because they don't want it to be, like, hooked back to them. You never really think of, like, celebrities doing that, which makes total sense because obviously you don't want to be high profile, you know, and under people's comments talking trash. But this is super embarrassing. Erica Mena was just accused of trolling her ex, Sin Santana, on a fake page. So what's crazy about it is, like, Erica Mena has been trolling Sin Santana on for years. And she just got caught because I guess she had a fake page that she was using to talk trash about people. And then I guess she made that fake page into, like, her, she had a baby and then made that page into her, like, her baby's page and changed, like, the profile of everything. But she didn't delete the old comments. So now she has, like, this profile that's basically her baby's under, like, hella, like, comments, like, for a very long time under Sin Santana stuff. And it's just, like, it's so weird. Like, Sin has been lying on Erica for years. She's really lame at this point. And, like, commenting on other people's...
the baby looked like Sin.
Right? The baby's been, like, even before I was born, I'm writing for my mom. But it's just, like, somebody would talk trash about her, and she would be like, you do realize that Erica makes headlines all the time, and it never has to do with Sin. It's been like this for years. So it's just, like... First of all, that's mad embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because... It's just like, damn, that was a weird slip up, and it makes you seem like super weird. But now it's just thinking, like, okay, some of your trolls could be like, or probably a lot of your trolls are just like directly the people who don't mess with you, and they just try to make it seem like they're your followers or your fans. And some of these people have multiple accounts, like we were saying earlier, just to make it seem like we all hate so and so. So, like, I just wanted to say that for anybody who may be, you know, looking at their comments and feeling some type of way, because it's treacherous in there. It does not necessarily, your comment section, if this proves anything, your comment section is not a reflection of your work. if you didn't know that already. Because one person will do the most to make you seem, to make it seem like the groupthink out there is that you're trash or something. Yeah. So that's just a very weird hiccup for somebody in that position. Obviously, a little Duval's all over it.
Oh man, Duval be like, drama. He don't mind if I do.
He don't miss an opportunity, and it's great.
MTMTV said, "Am I a troll?" Squad server, yes, nigga, you know you a troll. And who? Sherry, don't try to nice it up. Talking about, oh, he's a nice troll. No, he's a troll.
Who?
MTMTV.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You a troll? We read the comments as they come in sometimes, and we see the people that like to always say some slick shit. And you a troll?
You know why you asked?
Yeah.
No one on the fence actually about being a troll ever asks.
No one that doesn't know they're a troll never asks. He's like, well, you think I'm a troll? Yes, nigga, you know you are.
I'm absolutely.
You be texting shit. You typing. You be like, oh, this is really gonna get him, nigga. You know you a troll. Cut the shit.
There's nothing bad with it. I'm a troll. I'm absolutely a troll. I'm not a hidden troll. I like to kind of show my face.
Oh yeah, Pat be throwing a whole lot of rocks. He don't hide his hand. What was the movie with the kid who broke his arm and then he was throwing it real fast?
That doesn't sound like anything I've ever seen.
It was a movie. It was Major League. He like fell and hurt his arm. It was in the cast and it was like this. And then when he took it off, he was throwing in the Major League. It was for the Cleveland Indians?
He was a kid?
Yeah, it was a kid.
Uh-huh. And he broke his arm again?
Major League. I think it was called Major League. Is that it, y'all?
He broke his arm again?
No, but he fell again, and that's how he lost the power or the fast arm. But yeah.
Ish. Ouch. That sounds that sounds rough.
But that was Pat. He throws his arm like that, and then he keeps it right there.
And tied the rocks.
You can see he threw the rock. He'd be like, yeah, that was me.
This is happening. This has nothing to do with throwing rocks. I tried to make some type of transition, but did you hear about the Richard Branson thing?
First of all,
money is crazy.
Bro got too much money, bro.
So if you haven't heard, the owner of Virgin, who you've probably seen in commercials with the white hair and, you know, in the Virgin planes, billionaire, he just went to outer space, bro, on his own rocket ship that's had a Virgin rocket ship.
Bro, he owned Virgin Records, Virgin Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Did concerts. Concerts was sponsored by Virgin. Like, he was
crazy. His last name wasn't Virgin.
Yeah, right. And now spaceships. And he's the first billionaire to actually go to space. And now he's about to try to capitalize on tourism. Oh,
this is a
tourism
whole other thing.
In space.
This is about to be a whole
it's
thing.
It's about to be a.
This is about to be a whole thing. Y'all just get ready for Earth being like, you know, paid trips to outer space. I just want everybody to get ready for this.
One of the dopest songs from this year is Moneybagg, Yo, I Got Time Today.
Yeah.
And then he says,
love Moneybagg.
Well, watch your mouth while I fly out your bitch to a place that she didn't know exist. He snatches your chick and takes her to the atmosphere,
the edge of space. That's
what
it's described.
Let her see the ozone layer. Like, yeah, this is what keeping us from dying from the sun right here. This little area right here.
Not even worth competing against.
You can't do nothing. That ain't your chick no more.
That's how I feel about Drake's baseball stadium date.
She can't go on no more regular dates.
Think about all the other dudes she was talking to, because you know she was talking to like hella, like that woman
Absolutely.
Is beautiful. She was talking probably hella niggas before that, and then Drake took her on a date to the Dodger Stadium. Not to watch a game, just to have dinner.
Just to reach
out. In the middle.
Yeah.
You might as well just stop. That's why it's, guys, you can't make money your thing. You can't make throwing money your thing.
That's why you gotta have personality.
There's always gonna be someone with more money. And if you make that your thing, you are just gonna, you're gonna end up in the same position as the person who's like, I'm not doing it to begin with. But you're just going to have way less money.
There's always somebody with a bigger bag.
Yep.
Always.
Can't do it.
If it's not Drake, it'll be Mayweather.
Or Virgin.
On the Virgin. He outside of islands. My man has islands. Do you understand me?
He can take you to an island.
He can take you like, yeah, this is one of my islands.
That's
crazy.
You can't
compete with that. The best you could do is be funny. Why do you think I learned in middle school? I was like, I'm going to crack these goddamn jokes.
No, for sure. Like the amount of, you know, I've been in, like, It's worth it. I mean, at some point, an athlete or a rapper is going to come and take her. But yeah, at least you got in there.
Hey, we had a good time. We had a good run, huh? 6 months?
I'm totally fine with that. But no, he actually started another branch of Virgin called Virgin Galactic. And it says that there was a successful trip to the edge of space. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but it says it's the first stride made amongst billionaire entrepreneurs seeking to make an industry out of space tourism, which I thought Elon was going to do first, be honest.
I mean, to be fair, Elon has done it. He's built rockets that have actually gone to space.
Of course, but not commercially.
Not commercially, but yeah.
Didn't he send a Tesla? Isn't there a Tesla in outer space right now?
I don't know. I heard something about that, but I've never saw the article.
I saw the video. It was just like the hood of the car in outer space, and I was like, why'd you do that? But that's just, it's a whole nother bag. It's a whole nother bag.
I had to take my Mustang to the shop again today for another software update.
Okay, that's okay. That's why I pulled up and I hit you up because I was like, I didn't see the other car.
Oh, yeah, it's the Tesla downstairs. But, bro, I'm like, the first time they had me do a software update, it took a couple of days. It was like, oh, we can't get it to the server.
In the car? The car has software updates?
Yeah.
What updates?
So, like, with the Tesla, they do over-the-air updates. So the car updates while, like, overnight.
Like what?
Like new functions on the camera or the maps or something like that.
And they can do that all remotely?
All remotely, right? But Ford hasn't got that far yet, right? Sheesh. So I had to take it in. And so last time I took it in, they gave me a rental car for a couple days. This time I was like, yo, so where can I go get the rental? Y'all gonna call Enterprise for me? They was like, oh, unfortunately this time it should just take a couple hours. Drop the car off at 8:15. Currently 350, still ain't got a call from them. I knew it was gonna take more than one day. Ford, if you broke, just say that, nigga.
This is all very new technology, too.
I'm so mad because it's very new. It should just be a couple of hours. And that what they offered was a discounted rate at $35 a day that, you know, I can get a car for, and I would have to pay for, or they would give me a $15 lift to my job and back. And I'm just like, that's not enough from where I work into where I stay. And then also, it's like, if you broke, just say that. I'll loan you a couple hundred.
Ford? That's funny. That's crazy because there's going to be a point in time where Ford goes out of business. Like those like deep American brands. Like General Electric. Didn't that go out or something like that? One of those.
Is it GE still here?
Or GMC or one of those things. I feel like one of those GE something.
Pontiac went out.
One of those like
Pontiac,
those stacks.
Saturn, all of them. Yeah, they gone.
I remember when I first got into stocks, they're like, this one will be here forever. And I forget which one it is, but they
AT&T,
went out.
Coca-Cola. GE, these are all long-term stocks. If you ever look into stocks and build a portfolio, you should have an evenly balanced portfolio, long-term, some overseas investments, like in India, where like cell phones and toothpaste are really still a new technology, and then you can have a small... Bro, you would be amazed.
Wow.
And then you can have a small slither of your portfolio, like aggressive stocks or short-term stocks and stuff like that. But there are certain companies that have been here for so long, they are not going anywhere.
I mean, the day that Coca-Cola goes out of business, I'd be like, this is crazy. I mean, we might be done.
Bro.
We might be done. We might be up out of here.
I'm so mad, bro. I was like, man, let me tell some rappers that Ford needs some money. Maybe they'll go in on it.
What happens if you don't get an update? Like, if you refuse to update, does your car kind of start messing up?
No, I opened the app because your phone is the key. I opened the app for it, and it was like, hey, there's a recall on this. You need to take it in to get service, and it's been showing me that for, like, the past week. But I was out of town last week, and I couldn't do it when I was out of town, so I got back in and did it to today. So
that's crazy.
I'm so mad. It's like, I only had the car since March, and it's been in the shop three times.
Cars getting updates is wildly futuristic. I even heard that there's going to be some type of feature where the car can figure out what it's missing and order stuff on through Amazon.
I would like that. I don't want to have to do nothing.
Wait. Without your permission, though? You can get in the car and be like, oh, you just bought $2,000 worth of tires.
I mean, I'm sure you can set a limit on what the purchase is. So, like, all right, if the purchase is $150 or less, go ahead and do it. That's one less thing I got to worry about.
Once robots start buying stuff for us, this shit is over.
Shit, I don't think I said. I did. So I started following, man, I'm going to have to send this to Kenan, too. I started following this technology page, and I think I would see that stuff randomly on the Explore page, but I wasn't following them at first. And it's so much crazy shit. One of them is...
IG or Twitter?
This is GuffFacts, GuffFacts.
On Twitter?
On IG. And one of the facts was the chances that we're living in a simulation are about 50-50, according to the University of Oxford professor.
University? 50?
50-50.
What?
So
why?
There's a 50-50 chance that this is the Matrix.
Gulf facts?
Yeah, what? GUFF.
Oh, GUFF. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know, bro.
It's
like
an article. Chances of living in
that's just one of them, though. That's just one of them. There was this other one.
I've looked at the sky multiple times, and I was just like, "There's no way."
Right. This is the one that really freaked me out right here, because I only bring this up because you just said something about it. There were two AI chatbots created on Facebook to talk to each other, but they were shut down after they started communicating in a language they made for themselves.
No,
Nick. You know how scary that is? The boss was just like, it was two Ultrons talking to you. You know what we should do, right? Burn all this shit to the ground.
The fact that someone shut that down means that they were even more scared than us. And they...
Imagine asking, like, hey, what are you guys talking about? This is our special language. If you don't know it, then you don't know it. Like, what are you talking about if you don't know it? Okay, motherfucker. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, so beep. Basically, in the last 5 years, we're finding out that all of those sci-fi movies we made about robots... like learning too much is not only possible, but it's actually happening.
We built them to learn as they grow. Longer that they hear. It's like my car.
I don't like that at all. All bullshit aside.
My car said it would only get like 280. They expected it 250 to 270 miles on a full charge, right? But it adjusts to your driving style. I'm not an aggressive driver anymore. I'm not driving fast. You got three different driving types. I choose the middle one. And I also don't go that much. So now it's adjusted. And now I get a full 300 miles on like a full charge, right? Because this technology is learning the more that it is around and the more that you use it. So now it's learning, like, even on your iPhone, the predictive text, you type in like, hey, how, and then it automatically put are you right under there. It learns as it continues to be used, bro.
I hate that.
That's like, real life, man.
That is not okay. Because here's the thing. Like, if I think about human logic and the fact that we've seen not only, like, art, like, and movies jokingly talk about this, but now we're seeing more and more scientists and, like, scientific actual research pointing towards this. Mm-hmm. It's been happening for years. So it's like we're still trying these things and we're still being blown away by what happens. Like, what's going to happen to us? Like, for real. Like, I'm now thinking like this Terminator shit might be on the cusp, because it's like, if I'm not doing all this AI shit. Man. So I don't have a say. But it seems like the people who are doing it do not give a damn about all these things that movies have been telling us. So now I'm really worried, because it's like, y'all are really pushing this. You guys are really pushing it to the point where it gets to us how these fuck ups. So imagine the fuck ups that they're like, yo, we can't really release this.
You gotta have that electromagnetic bomb. You just hit the switch like in Matrix to kill all that.
This laptop just fired a gun at me. We can't release this information.
Bro, the Matrix one was really scary.
That's really scary.
Like, and I wanted to pose the question, like, because I was going to make a video about, like, if you were in the Matrix, if we found out that this was the Matrix, would you want to be woke up? And I'm like, no, because I'm not the one. If I'm not Neo, what you mean? Leave me in the Matrix.
Oh, that's true. If you can't make a difference?
I can't make a difference. Nigga.
Plug me back up.
I have no reason to go on to Nebuchadnezzar. I don't want shit that they was eating.
Oh, okay? that's not talked about enough. Yeah. The real world was so trash. Nigga. I don't care what's real. Put me back with the cities.
Bro, my man
and
said.
And the good food.
I want to be rich. Very rich. That's me. Plug me back up.
And he did it? He plugged back in?
No, that was the one that betrayed them. You know, he ended up getting killed. When
right. Yeah. The bald, they're all kind of
but
bald.
Bro, no, don't wake me up out of this goddamn Matrix, bro. I just started doing okay. Fuck, nah.
But low key, would you rather, this is a good question. Would you rather live in the Matrix naive before you were plugged out, or would you rather be plugged out, learn everything, and then be plugged in and you can manipulate everything? You know,
ignorance,
it's fake.
Ignorance is bliss.
Sam.
Keep me in.
Because I don't even know what I would use all the manipulation for.
Right, and let's say that they plug me back in and they don't do something right, or my body doesn't take to the thing because I've been exposed to the regular air now, because they were in those sacks like their entire life. They were being manufactured.
Oh, but no, if it was like perfectly safe to go back, but you can
sit on one. Nah, okay. Man. I got a date tomorrow. You're going to wake me up. I'm going to miss my date. You plug me back in a week later. Well, who the fuck am I? Man, nah, I'm good. Unless they unplug me to plug me back in and make me all those demands.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get unplugged, you learn that everything is fake,
mm-hmm.
and then you can be plugged back in, but you could live, like, you could say, plug me back in for the rest of my life.
Right.
But not only do you know that everything is fake, but you can kind of manipulate life how Neo it is, so you can kind of, like, slow down stuff, fly, mm-hmm. like, you can kind of do almost like cheat codes.
Hell yeah, I'm going
But you
back
can
in.
Live with the fact that it's all fake.
Fuck it.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, everybody you talk to is also plugged in doing that. Mm-hmm. So it's not that
fake.
We're
talking to real people. It's just like...
It's like you guys are playing Sims. Video games.
It's
yeah.
It's fucking Sims. We're just fucking Sims. Yeah. I'm like, what? Babies aren't real. Herpes is real.
Yo.
Regenerate.
If you are unplugged and plugged back in, you ain't using a condom again.
What?
For
no,
sure.
No,
you're like,
no.
Oh, this is a computer program.
If I can slow shit down, I'm slowing my nut down. I'm like, oh. Get it back.
That's
back.
Hilarious. It's just like all the shit stops. Damn. I think I don't know if I could live with I'd rather just not be unplugged at all.
Mm-mm. I love the Matrix. We're going to do that on one of the next the movie days, man, cuz every time I watch that movie, it's still to this day. And that came out like 2000. It's to this day I still see something that I missed before
so
or
good.
It hits differently.
It's like Haunting of Hill House.
If you haven't watched the Matrix in years, watch it. It hits different because so much stuff. Like, even though it was written, like, as a movie, so much stuff makes sense. Like, the deja vu thing is a glitch in the system and shit like
right.
that. I had an intense feeling of deja vu when we were in Hawaii. And it was like, the TV was on, and the verbiage that I was here was coming from the TV, but I was also talking to Farron. And in that moment, I was like, I have been here before.
I wonder what that is. Like, what is, even if you have been there before, like, you could just live it and just live it twice. But what is that that makes you be like, yo.
Yo,
I think this might have happened before. I wonder what that is.
Yeah, we're going to definitely rewatch it on the movie night, yo, because that movie is, I love, now 2 and 3. Mm. But
didn't it go up to 4?
The first one took 20 years to write.
And they had
out,
no money.
Yeah, and
which
two
is
or
important.
Three, they pumped, I had to pump out like a year. So it's like, you're not going to get that same type of creativity.
And they were
and
hungry.
Longer.
Yep.
Like, that's why rappers' first album, singers' first
it's
album
crazy.
Be so slapping.
Same with Paranormal Activity. Once they got too much money and
oh,
they
man,
had to crank it out, you need,
the,
you need to
point,
take
man.
Your time and you need to not know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I fucking love, man, I can't wait till this everything open back up. And we do this meetup in Vegas, and we do like a
right.
real movie night, like where everybody's together and we fucking watch it. Oh,
that'd be lit. We might as well run a couple movies.
Yeah.
Because I just missed the theaters.
Yeah. But, I mean, we want to have a whole weekend. Like, we film a couple shows, we do a karaoke, and we do a movie night, and then we do like a meet and greet. And then, like, do a dinner or something, have it catered or something like that. But that shit
right.
just super chill shit that you would just do with your family and friends. But
that's fucking
shit would
lit.
Be dope to it.
Matrix, I haven't watched The Matrix since I found out that. Neo was almost Will Smith. So
yeah.
I want to watch it again, thinking like scene by scene how this would have gone. Because I think
that that signature yell, hey!
He would have been running. All I don't know. I honestly think it wouldn't have been as good. I think that I love Keanu Reeves and the fact that
he was so emotionless. He was almost deadpan.
Right.
It seemed like. It was just, it seemed like he was meant for that role.
And it made him a legend, whereas Will Smith was already a legend.
Yeah.
And I feel like the timeline split when Will Smith denied that movie. Because had he not, we may have never gotten like John Wick and all that stuff.
Oh my God, dude.
And I'm glad it went more, because Keanu was not funny in that movie. And
no.
I feel like if it was Will, it would have been kind of like comical.
Yeah.
Because Will Smith, I don't remember the last like action thing he did with absolutely no funniness, because he's so funny. Like you kind of have to use that to your advantage. You
he
know?
Was trying not to be funny in iRobot. He tried his best not to be funny, and there wasn't a lot of funny parts in there. He was very like suspicious and very objective of robots.
I gotta see that again. I like that movie, but
yeah,
I do remember him being
yeah.
Will Smith in it though.
Yeah, he wasn't very funny in that one though.
Okay.
And then After Earth, it just, oh, I mean, that
I
was,
actually didn't watch that.
It
but I
trash.
Did hear that was more Jaden's movie than anybody.
It was, but.
With that kind of wipes it off of the Will Smith record, at least.
Nah, he produced it.
As far as kid, like, I feel like if you were in a position to produce a major movie for your kid, I'd risk it being trash.
I would risk it being a good movie.
I would risk it being trash, for sure.
I would want to set my kid up.
I like this new Guff Facts, though. I feel like I'm going to do
a
lot
good.
Of videos.
We got to get ready and roll because we got to shoot this other show. But this last thing I have to show, let me just check and make sure it was real before I say it, because it would be a horrible way to go out with that. Let's see. Does it give me that name? So maybe I can just search the names. Okay. This is crazy if it's true. It will be so trade. What's what? Okay, I don't think it is. Okay, well, I'm not gonna mention it. I'll tell y'all what it was, but Yes, I'm not finding it. So I had saw this thing and it said,
"Oh my god!"
It was Fox News and it said,
"I have not seen this."
Her head game was whack. I was weak. I'm sorry. A Florida teacher jailed after having sex with a student who reported her due to her performance. Now I can't find it on Fox.
Wow.
Because that's what it says is on Fox News. But
wow,
can you imagine
if that is true?
Can you imagine?
That is by far the worst, situation to get caught in that, because it's like. Usually, like, another student snitches or, like, or the parents. It's usually, like, the parents of the kid that says something. But for the teacher to go down with the student because of the performance, like, he really had that and was just like, you know what? You're going to jail.
Oh, my God, bro.
I've never gotten head that was just like, I want to send you to prison.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing it on here. Florida teacher... Okay.
So it might be like some onion type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All
but right, either good. Way, if that happens,
man,
you got to rethink a couple things. Number one, probably trying to smash your students. Then number two or maybe even number three, because you have a couple problems, get it together.
Get it together.
Get it together. I'm assuming she was married and maybe the husband had similar qualms.
Hey, man, it is what it is. But listen, guys, we got to get up out of here, man, so we can get this lunchtime lottery going. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you guys so much for tapping in and watching and having a good time with us, man. Lord have mercy. Shout out to everybody in the Scary Squad that tapped in today. We had like 45 people in here. That's dope, man. Appreciate y'all. I'm glad that y'all was available.
Yes, sir.
So, as always, man, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Later, guys.
Peace.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.